So we're doing a quick class on the story of Unculus. Our story really begins with a medrash. The medrash in Parshas Mishpatim, Medrash Tanhuma, tells us that Unculus was the nephew of Adrian the Caesar, Adrianus Caesar, and he wanted to convert to Judaism, but he was fearful of his uncle. So he went to his uncle and said, I want to go out and do business. His uncle said, what do you want to go do business for? You need gold and silver? I have storage houses filled with gold and silver. They're all yours. He says, I want to go do business. I want to know people. I want to see people. I want to ask you some advice on how to do business. So he said, Adrian said, here's the key to success. You want to succeed in business, go and see what's dirt cheap. And you'll see that the markets fluctuate. There's always a cycle. Buy what's dirt cheap, and you'll see eventually it'll get expensive, and you'll make money. So he came to Israel and learned Torah. And at one point, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua discovered him. And they saw that he was embarrassed. What? So they said to one another,
he was a what?
They said, I don't know if because they recognized him or because so they knew where he was from. They said, okay, you see, he's learning Torah. He came to them, started asking them a lot of questions. They gave him answers. So he went back to his uncle Adrianus, and Adrianus sees that he seems depressed. So Adrianus asks him, why are you so depressed? Have your business gone down? Have you been unsuccessful? Is someone bothering you? So Unculus says, no. He says, you're close to me, and someone's bothering me, his uncle's telling him. In other words, I care if you're depressed. So why are you depressed? Unculus tells him, no one would dare bother me. You're my uncle. So he says, okay, why are you depressed? So he says, I learned Torah and I circumcised myself. So Adrian looks at him and says, and who told you to do such a silly thing? So he says, I asked your advice. So Uncle Adrian says, when did you ever ask me whether you should become Jewish? So Uncle says, well, I asked you, I want to go do business. And you said, go see the things that are dirt cheap, that are down, that are rock bottom, and deal with them because ultimately they'll go up in value. And I went throughout all the nations and I saw the nation that's rock bottom that everyone's trampling on is those in Israel. So they're going to go up in value. That's what Isaiah says. God is the Redeemer of Israel. They are the nation that's scorned and everyone is disgusted with them. But they will ultimately, they will prevail. So, his advisor, Adrian's advisor, said to him, those people will ultimately reach a point where even kings will stand in their honor. And Adrian smacked him across the face and says, where do you put a bandage? You put a bandage where something's wounded. Look at them. Right now, any one of my officers walks by. All the Jews stand in their honor. Just like a bandage only goes on a wound, so too honor only goes to those that are honorable. Look at us Romans. Our smallest officer walks by and all the Jews stand in his honor. You think they will be at a point where kings will stand in their honor? So, his advisor says to him, what are you going to do? You'll hide him? He became a Jew, so kill him. So, Adrian said that kid was always destined to become a ger. From his mother's womb, from before he was born, that was the plan. So the advisor went and committed suicide. He saw Adrian isn't going to listen to him, so he's going to be in trouble. Here he advised Adrian to kill his nephew. So Adrian looks at Unculus and says, okay, you see, the advisor that tried to do away with you is dead. He just committed suicide. Now tell me, why'd you do this? No one's here to get in your way. So Unculus says, I want to learn Torah. So Adrian says, why didn't you learn Torah without deforming yourself? What'd you circumcise for? So he says, did you ever, when you make someone a knight, you take his sword and you use his sword to make him a knight, right? By the same token, if a person doesn't take a circumcision, he can't master Torah. When a person becomes a part of Yaakov, that's when he can master Torah. The nations that are uncircumcised, they can't get it. And he proved it to him from a verse. So that's the beginning of the story of Unculus. Which verse? Magid devarav liYaakov, chukav mishpatav liYisrael, lo asachen lechol goy. That's why this whole medrash is on Parshas Mishpatim. Okay. So this medrash gives us one picture of what happens with Unculus. Now, how exactly we connect this medrash with the Gemara, I don't know. You'll hear right now what the Gemara tells us, and we have to figure out chronologically when both stories happen. So the Gemara tells us the following story, which also has a little bit of halachic relevance, and the Gemara tells us like this. Unculus, the son of Colonimus, converted. He became a ger. So the Caesar sent a battalion of Romans to pick him up. They came to his house. He started discussing different verses with them, and he convinced them that the Jewish understanding was right. The whole battalion converted to Judaism. So the Caesar is waiting. No one's coming back. So he sends a second battalion, and he tells that second battalion, don't talk to him. You come, bring him back to me. So they come, they pick him up, and he says, let me just tell you one thing. We won't talk Torah. I just want to tell you one idea. So they say, okay. He says, tell me, when you have a procession walking, so then you have different levels of aristocracy. Who carries the lamp in front of whom when they're walking in the dark? Who's carrying the light? You always have the people who are lower on the rung. They're carrying the rung for the people who are higher on the rung. Do you ever find a situation where the leader, the king, is going to carry the lamp for his vice president? You ever have a situation where the vice president is going to carry it for the Senate majority leader? You ever have a situation where the majority leader is going to carry it for the minority leader? You never find that, right? So they say, you're right, that'll never happen. So he says, look at that. God carries a light in front of all the people of Israel. Says God walked before them and carried and gave them light. This is something totally different than anything you've ever heard of. So they said, hey, you're right. We're used to a system where everyone's supporting the king. Everything's a hierarchy. We're always down supporting one that's on top. You're talking about a situation where the one on top cares for those that are below. It's a totally different system than what we're used to. They stopped. They came to Machon Meir and they all became Gerim. So they didn't come to Machon Meir, but it caused them to think. And they all converted. Okay. Finally, the Caesar sends a third group. And he tells them, don't talk to him. Not only Torah. No conversation. So they come, they pick him up. And they're on their way out. And he puts his hand on the mezuzah. So They ask him, what are you doing? So he says, no, I'm sorry. He said to them, you know what this is? So they say, tell us. So he says, well, the way of the world is that a king of flesh and blood, he's sitting in his palace, and his servants are outside watching him. But God isn't that way. His servants are inside, and he's watching us from the outside. Hashem yishmor tzidcha uvoecha meta v'adonam. That's the way it works. Our mezuzah, Hashem is standing there protecting us. Every Jewish home has one of these. They said, really? That's so different than from what we're used to. They stop, they research, they convert too. And that's when the Caesar gave up on bringing him back. He sent 3 battalions on it, so he couldn't win. So he said, that's it. So that's the second story that we have in the Gemara. About Unklus. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. There are a few other ones which are interesting and worth hearing, because Unklus was such a giant. Unklus was the one who had the accurate tradition of the translation of the Torah, and he wrote it down. And all generations have a mitzvah to read his version of the translation. We have a mitzvah every week, or binik mitzvah, to do shnai mikave chatagum, to review the parasha twice and read Unklus's translation. So we know Unklus was a giant in Aramaic. So he was such a giant, and yet we have the following story. Unklus comes to the elder and he tells him, does God really love the Gerim? So the elder says, sure. So Unklus says, look, I was a prince and I had everything I wanted. And then I came here and I researched Judaism and I converted. And now I suddenly realize that God says, I love the convert. I will give him bread and a garment. Well, gee, thanks. I had that before I came. That's what God has to offer me? Bread and a garment? So the first elder he came to said to him, hey, buddy, that's not something that's to be mocked. Bread and a garment, that's what Yaakov Avinu asked for. Yaakov says to God, if you'll only help me out, v'natan li lechem le'echol uveged lilbosh, you give me food to eat and garments to wear, I will come back and inaugurate this place as a place of worshiping God. You see, it's a big deal. He didn't like the answer. He walked away, and the Medrash says he contemplated leaving Judaism. He said, this is all I have to hope for? This is the goods God's offering me? And that's why I think this Medrash is so important, because it shows us how giant people can also have their moments where they say, it ain't worth it. He comes to another rabbi who says to him, you think that verse was talking about the bread you're eating now? You think that verse was talking about the garments you're wearing now? Ohev ger, God loves the convert. Latet lo lechem, God makes the holiest bread available to him. The convert can marry into Judaism, and he could witness his own grandson becoming Kohen Gadol. He could witness grandchildren that are Kohanim, and they eat the showbread, the holy bread. They eat, they wear the holy garments of the Kohanim. There's no limit to where you could bring your family to. You're not a Kohen, that's true. Neither is a Yisraeli. But just like an Israelite can marry into Kohanim family and have grandchildren who are Kohanim, your daughter can marry a Kohen and you could have grandchildren who are Kohanim. When God says, I love the ger, I afford him, I give him garments and bread. It's not talking about regular garments and bread. That's an indication that you can get the top garments, the top bread. And that appeased Unklus. So I always like telling this story as well. It's important to say that as great as Unklus was, he also had his moments.